Lesson 105, The Music of Poetry, Sound 3. Poetry is about structure, meaning, and rhythm, but sound is probably the single most important element in a poem. The sound of individual words is important, but also the sounds the words make when they are together on a page. Save a few pages in your notebook for your word collection or word bank. Start your collection with your favorite words. What words do you like the sound of? Do these words produce an image in your head? I like the sound of lily, dazzling, graceful, love, angel, noble, simple. If you don't know the meaning of any of these words, look them up. Write down your favorite words in your notebook. When you come across an interesting word in a textbook, in the newspaper, or in your library book, write it down. Read the words aloud. Listen to the sounds. As you listen closely to words, you'll hear how words sometimes follow patterns to create sounds. Below are three basic terms related to sound in poetry. Alliteration. Alliteration is the repetition of the initial consonants of words. Examples of alliteration are phrases such as setting sun, busy bee, pretty pink poppies, red rose, seven sisters slept soundly on the sand. Here is an alliterative tongue twister. She sells seashells by the seashore. Assonance is the repetition of the vowel sounds in words. For example, note the oo sound on zoom and moon and ruin. Note that the oo sound in ruin is not produced by oo. Let's take a look at heat and meat. What letters produce the E sound? Onomatopoeia is a word that makes the sound of the action it describes. Thump, bang, honk, ring, and buzz are examples of onomatopoeia. Now it is your turn. Read some poetry out loud. You can find poetry on the internet and also in your textbooks. Be on the lookout for examples of alliteration, assonance, and onomatopoeia. See if you can hear what they add to the poem. Write down good examples in your notebook.